It is CFM's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Time to catch up with Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
Good, thank you.
We've got a shopping list of things we need to get in the next couple of minutes, so let's kick it off. Nominations for Australia Day Awards still open at the website?
Yes, they are until the end of this month.
Yep. Right, very good. Halfway point for the waterfront precinct. That's kind of exciting.
I know. Mm. I know. It's starting to take shape. We did a walkthrough a couple of weeks ago, and it's really exciting to actually sort of stand where the playground's going to be in the middle of the rotunda and see it starting to take shape from down on the ground is really interesting.
Yeah, wonderful.
Will it be a staged opening, so will we be able to use the rotunda before the other parts, or is it going to be a grand opening all at once?
Well, grand opening, that'll depend on what the rules are around gatherings.
Right. Yeah.
But look, we certainly expect it to be a work site until it's not. So
yeah.
It's my understanding it'll be the end of next year, it'll all be done. So
right. So as far as the hotel goes, that's great. That's employing locals, which is really good. I think I read some numbers about 45 being employed, and that's going to be boosted to over 100 by the new year.
Yeah, look, it is. And as I've said, I think once or twice before, that the fact that we already had these two major projects happening in our city is amazing, because the state and federal governments are encouraging us to spend on infrastructure. We already had these plans underway. So we're employing two large local companies. Well, we're employing Voss, and obviously Fairbrother are doing the other project, and that's their project. But, you know, both bring a lot of workmen to the city, and they buy their lunches and support the economy. So it's really important to continue to bring us back to pre-COVID employment and so on. So it's great.
And, of course, it's going to look fantastic when visitors come in on the Spirit of Tasmania. The first thing they see is a nice, shiny, new-looking city.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, a beautiful park. We've always been, I think, always been really proud of like Victoria Parade and our waterfront and so on. And this will just add a whole new dimension. So I think the forefathers who kept Victoria Parade from being built on and made it public open space, we have to thank. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're building on that now. So it is really exciting, and it's great to see it taking shape.
So the AGM was held last night. The annual report is now accessible on the council website with a focus on five particular goals. What are some of the most, important factors in this annual report that we should touch on today?
Yeah, look, we have five kind of, strategies that we work towards each year as part of our, it's our 20-year plan, and we're halfway through that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so there are things like living lightly on our environment, so ways that we can continue to improve our performance in that area, and goal two is building a unique city. So obviously we've just talked about the plans in that area, and growing a vibrant economy. So that's around the things that we do to not only support our community, things like jazz and food and wine, but also to bring people in. Building a quality of life, so again, that's things like Australia Day Awards and sport and recreation, all of the things that we do around sport and rec, and facilities and so on. And of course, the other important aspect is good governance, you know, taking care of the finances, the money that we spend belongs to our community.
Yeah.
And so it's important that we do all of that, and that this report has been fully audited by the TAS Audit Office and unqualified report, which means that there's nothing that says, oops. So they're kind of the five goals that we work around, and everything that we do needs to come back to that.
And there are jobs that need doing, and you need to be quite frugal, because this year has been one like no other. So, you know, books don't quite balance this year, do they?
No, absolutely not. And you know, at our February meeting, the report was that we were on track to meet a very small budget excess. We had, I don't know, it was like $60,000 or something we expected to have at the end of the financial year, which is fine because it's spending what the community have input. So, but of course, by the end of the financial year, when we had to do some things to support our community, and we have, you know, we don't apologise for that. Things like free parking, like supporting our sports clubs to not have to pay their lease payments and their ground rentals and those sorts of things, but also the fact that TAS Water have been unable to provide their second dividend, and that was $600,000 hit to our bottom line. So we reported a deficit of $1.2 million, and there will be another deficit this year, and we're budgeted for that. And we are in a really sound cash financial position that we'll be able to work our way through that without reducing any services to our community.
And you keep saying that word, and I really love the word community because it means so much. And it goes back to responsibility for a city should not 100% fall on the council. It's everybody in the community. Mm. It's not kicking a rubbish bin over. It's not pulling plants out. You know, if you want to save money and have a nice, responsible council with plenty of money coming in, going out, all that kind of stuff, it's everybody's job to help that happen.
Exactly. And it's the fact that, you know, if we don't have to get our staff to go out and clean up some rubbish that someone's dumped in the middle of the bush or even, you know, pick up the rubbish rather than just empty the bins, then it gives them time to do other things. Yeah. And you know, you go for a walk and you pick up the empty food things that could be in a bin is very annoying, and you know it. I guess diminishes what we believe our city should be. So I agree with you that it is a community, and that you know, I'm really proud of the community and the work that's been done and the community feel that we've had over this last, particularly this last period of time.
Yeah.
It's not been easy for lots of people, but I think that the fact that so many of us have supported other people and the things that you see happening in gives us hope. I've always had hope for our community. I love our community, or I wouldn't be doing this job.
Yep.
But, you know, the things that have happened over this last 6 months, you see, that probably lots of people don't even see, that I've had the privilege to be part of or see, gives us, I think, a great launching pad for the future.
For sure. Well, look, here we are at the end of the year. It seems so strange that we are here, but of course we've got Christmas events happening, albeit on a slightly smaller scale. That annual report is now available to access via the website and plenty of other messages on it, your Facebook page as well, the Devonport City Council Facebook page.
I just want to ask, 2021, what are you looking forward to?
The events that we missed this year.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think we will be able to do most of our events, even if it's still slightly, you know, different.
Slightly spaced.
Slightly spaced. The annual general meeting last night, we had about 60 people in sort of upstairs in the Parramatta Centre, and we sort of had the seats set out and I had a couple of couples come in and they said, can we move our chairs closer to each other? And, well, given that you live in the same house, and
you're probably fine, yeah.
but, you know, people walked in and said, we came in the car together. Oh, I know, but, you know, council has to obey the rules.
Yes, of course.
Yes, I'm looking forward to great things in 2021. I think that we've all perhaps reprioritised and maybe had a look at what's important to us and thought about that. So I think we'll all have maybe a new focus and a new appreciation for where we live and what we have here.
Yeah, most definitely. I reckon that's a good spot to finish. Annette Rockliffe, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks, Lee.
It's 8:02. We've got to do the news.